What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Correct Opinions. Woo! Happy Wednesday, episode 23. Hope everyone had a nice Valentine's Day. Hope you weren't too annoying about it. You get it. Yeah, it's hump day. Thanks for stopping on by again to hang with me. We got another installment of Triggered and White Baby Names on today's episode, as well as a few other fun little ditties. I was on the Today Show article news thing. I wasn't on the Today Show. I had an article, so that's cool. We'll talk about corporate email slang and some other fun stuff. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
What's up, y'all? Thanks for coming back. Correct Opinions is here. And, yeah, man, I before I start recording, I just went through some of y'all's reviews on the App Store and stuff, and I just want to say thanks. Thank you for listening. Like, you know, when I first started this podcast, I would like check the analytics a lot, you know, how many people are listening, da, da, da. I don't even look anymore. I'm trying to, like, because when some of y'all, or like even with this going on tour, thank so many of you who are buying tickets, and I'll see y'all soon. I'm trying to do less of how many tickets, how many listeners, and just appreciate, like, when y'all take the time to say, like, this is my favorite part of the week, or this gets me through the week, or I was feeling down and listening, it helped. That's why I'm doing it. So for real, thank you. Thank you for encouraging this random millennial with too much time to keep just talking to himself, so, in his basement. Oh, it's great. Cool. No, but yeah, I really appreciate it. And we're back. I hope everyone had a good Valentine's. It's been Valentine's Day happened since we last chatted. And Valentine's is a thing. I don't know. Took my girl, my fiance Katie, to a nice dinner. We chilled. I was like, ugh, check the box. I'm kidding. It was nice. That's a good excuse to, like, show some love. But I don't know. It's funny when you got to celebrate. You got to show your girl. It's more for the girl than the guy in a lot of ways. We all know that. She's in charge. Dude, we're wedding planning, right? And recently, so she's doing her whole dress. Like, you can't see the dress till the day. I'm like, okay. Because that's the thing. Like, yeah, whatever. But then my outfit for the day, she's like, okay, this is what you should wear. I'm like, what? So you, and then she's like, what about these options? I like that one. She's like, no, we're going to do this one. I'm like, okay, what? I was like, so you get a say in what I wear? I don't get a say in what you wear? I was like, what if I don't like what you have on? And I should not have said that. Well, it's a funny thought. She's like, no, you're not wearing that. You're not wearing a bright red suit. Okay. You're wearing this classy tux. And I was like, what if I wanted to do a big reveal? I'm like, look what I decided to wear. But you get a say in it because you didn't like what I was going to wear. What if I don't like what you have on? What if you walk down the aisle? I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have done that. I would have gone strapless, I don't think. You know, when I always pictured this, I was like, maybe some cooler sleeves on it. Yeah, don't. Yeah, that didn't. She's like, shut up. I'm like, okay, yes, ma'am. So, but Valentine's Day came and went on a Friday night. Love was in the air. And Insta stories had me
triggered.
I know. Did y'all see all these Insta stories? A lot of girls posting across social media, like, just everyone was tagging their bae or posting what they were doing on their Valentine's Day outing. And so many were. It's what we all do. We all think we're unique and special, but it's just funny because so many. I got to call y'all girls out because so many y'all were posting, like, I mean, call me simple, but I just want a night in PJs with heart-shaped pizza. It's like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm weird, but, like, I just want to, like, cuddle up with my man and order heart-shaped pizza. It's like, do you know? They make those for a reason because millions are buying them. You're not special. I'm trying to see how many of these they sold. Yeah, there's, like, dozens of places selling heart-shaped pizza. Are you ever too old to just make a pallet with your man? And it's like a boomerang of their living room with, like, blankets on the ground. Well, yes, you can be. If I If my girl's like, let's make a pallet on the ground. I'm like, the couch is right there. Why am I laying on the ground? The whole point of us being adults and doing this stuff is so I don't have to lay on the ground. One of the few luxuries I have in life is that I don't have to lay on the ground. We bought a couch. Look at the couch we bought. Why am I laying on the ground? We can do a pallet, but you have to pay for my chiropractor's appointment after. Let's just lay on the wood floor. Let's throw some pillows and blankets down there and just cuddle up and make a pallet. I'm like, no, my recliner is right there. You lay on the ground. I'm going to be up here in my single recliner. Yeah. Get you a girl that appreciates bar food more than reservations. It's like, come on. Y'all just did the budget this month and forgot to put out the extra money for the date. So you're getting bar food, okay? Do less, God bless. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I just want PJs and pizza. That's all. So many others want to do that. It was wearing me out. It was. We get it. It's Valentine's. Oh, how did I get so lucky to find a guy who made me breakfast? Said thousands of girls. A lot of guys are making breakfast. It's very nice. But come on. It's not like you're married to Gordon Ramsay. He got up and scrambled a couple eggs. Okay, let's take it easy. How did I get so lucky? He sent me flowers on Valentine's. Yeah, that's kind of... You know, I can walk into Target right now and get flowers for $9.99. Flowers are not that big. I mean, is that what I did? Yes. And yes, you know, I'm joking. The girl appreciates it. The girls appreciate it, but it's just kind of funny. Valentine's. Oh, it is. I will say, fellas, as long as you put in any effort, you get a lot of points. That's what's nice about Valentine's. Target flowers and some Reese's cups. How did I get so lucky? Well, that was pretty easy. I did more than that. Okay. Let's lie on the ground. Let's lie on the wood floor. Show me you love me by being willing to lay on the wood floor. Okay. No. So yeah, that had me. Oh man, that was funny. Someone else sent me something that really got me riled up. I've seen this before and I just find it hard to believe. And I love when y'all send me suggestions. Again, you can send those in at the email correctopinions@treykennedy.com. And I love when people send me stuff like, okay, don't say my name, but I know this chick. She's a Facebook friend and she posts this stuff. Look at it. Cause you know, we're family here. We get it. Coffee, drink, break. And she sent me, sorry, that's gross. She sent this, was it a, wait, where'd it go? I'm going to find it. Yeah. Actually, this dude sent it to me. Shout out this dude. I'm not going to say your name. He goes, he says, me and my wife love your stuff. Appreciate the love. We found this on our Facebook. Just check this out. So the post reads, and this has me, this is still part of the triggered. Post reads, how great is my husband? Kissy face. See what I mean? How did I get so lucky? How great is my husband? I got a little spoiled this Valentine's Day. He must have gotten tired of listening to me talk about how bad I wanted breast milk jewelry. I love it. So incredibly meaningful. Thank you. And then she shows a picture of what is clearly solidified breast milk with like glitter in it. Inside of like a cast, like a ring and a necklace? Is it, it's someone else's breast milk? Or did he somehow like surprise her with this? Did he somehow like fill up a test tube with it and take it into the breast milk jewelry store? What is going on? Who makes it? Who provides the materials? So many questions. Can you imagine having this ring? I mean, it does, like, thin product looks nice, I guess, but could you imagine having a ring? It's like, oh my gosh. Someone's like, oh my gosh, I love your necklace. Like, what is that? Like, I need it. Where'd you get it? She's like, I don't know. My husband got it for me for Valentine's Day. How lucky am I? Ugh. I wish my husband got me something that good. He only got me Target flowers. Like, what is it? Is that like a pearl? She's like, no, it's solidified, like cultured breast milk from a human. Yeah, he went to Jared's wife. I don't know who's providing this. How to get breast milk jewelry. Get in trouble with these Google searches. You ever hear someone's like, we dug up your data and we found some sketchy stuff. Why are you Googling how to find illegal breast milk? It's for Valentine's Day for my beloved wife. She wants it. Oh, burnt. I don't know. How do you make it? She wants it solid and in a brooch. She wants breast milk brooch. Breast milk preservation for DIY jewelry. It's put through the process of extreme heating and cooling while using a chemical to keep it preserved. Oh my gosh. White people are creative. I give them that. Can you believe this necklace he got me? I know, right? It's like this lovely kind of neutral earthy tone. It's his toenail clippings strewn together into a necklace. It's so thoughtful. How did I get so lucky? Yeah, you love my toenail. It's his toenail clipping earrings. Thank you, babe. How great is he? Just make like a sweater out of my beard trimmings every morning. Ladies, if you ever have your fella, you just walk in the bathroom and it's like trimmings are all over the sink. Well, husbands, you ever thought of collecting those and making her a oven mitt, dude? That'd be thoughtful. So anyways, I got enough of that. So that's trigger. Also, anyways is not a word. I'm going to stop saying it. So sorry. It's been a while for those segments. This is fun. We're going to just get right going and right. We're going to get going right into
Crazy White Baby.
I'm a DJ. Felt like a DJ this then. DJs, no one can explain to me what a DJ does. Just pressing buttons. Anyway. Gosh dang it. Crazy White Baby Name. Someone sent in, I love it. It's like a screenshot on Instagram. Someone they follow, like, look at this. This woman posts a photo of her newborn. Our rebel finally joined us Earthside on Friday. Okay. So you already know these people are weird. Our little rebel joined us Earthside. Where was he before? Was he not on Earth prior to this? An alien dropped him off this morning. We are from outer space. Joined us Earthside. He's been on Earth. Meet Ruxton Wild DuPont. May you forever be courageous, kind, and bad A. And love to our friend plus doula. Doula less. I don't really know what a doula is. I love when y'all see this when I'm doing these. Oh, last episode, I was like, who the heck is Shirley Temple? Everyone's like, oh, are you an idiot? Well, yeah, I kind of am. Doula, a woman typically without formal training who is employed to provide guidance and support to a pregnant woman during labor. That is a hilarious definition. A woman without any training at all who is employed to provide guidance. I don't know enough about this to make fun of it, to be honest. I'm just going to stop there, but I don't. He joined us Earthside. Welcome to Earth, Ruxton Wild DuPont. May you be courageous, kind. So those people are not from our planet. So keep an eye on them. Someone else sent in. Hey, Trey, enjoying the podcast. Thank you. I just share a crazy name. A family's friend's son and his wife are expecting their child, a girl. And they're going to name her Hildegard. That's why I love this, man. It's like, people are, how do I get this off my chest? Someone I know personally is naming their child Hildegard. Who can I tell? Just email me, man. We'll get it taken care of. Hello. Can you imagine meeting a 3-year-old? What's your name?
Hildegard.
Like, I'd be like, what? It would just jump out of me, that reaction. Hi. You know, you're talking, how old are you? Hold up their fingers. I'm trying to count them.
I'm two.
Oh, you're such a big girl. What's your name?
Hildegard.
Screw you. I'm sorry. Your parents, I mean. Not your fault.
What's your name, little boy?
Ruxton Wild. I come in peace. I've been Earthside for 2.5 years, which from my home planet is eons. What are these people doing? My wife, I am Ruxton, joining you Earthside. My mother makes her Earth dollars by selling her breast milk via jewelry and the black web, dark web. We come in peace. I just don't. What are these people doing? This is another one. No, wait. I think I had another one. This is a hilarious story a listener sent in about how they just like. She gave birth to a son, and she named him Jonathan. And she claims when the nurse, she goes, quote, when the nurse came in to ask me what his name is, and I told her Jonathan, she exclaimed, oh my gosh, thank the Lord. And she was like, and then the nurse goes on to be like, I'm sorry, that was a reaction. It is so refreshing to finally hear a normal name. The nurses delivering these babies are working there every day. Like, okay, most beautiful moment. The child's here. What are you naming him? I am Ruxton DuPont. Dadgummit! Name him Jonathan, please! What? Oh, she's a beautiful, healthy baby girl. 7 pounds, 2 ounces. Here you go, Mom. Here you go. Here you go, Martha. Here's your beautiful girl. What's her name? Hildegard. No! How about Sarah? I can't keep hearing these. I love that. Just the nurse is getting ticked. Dadgummit. How many Hildegards and Ruxtons am I going to birth? I don't even, you know. And then they're like, oh, we're filling out the birth certificate. Could you spell it for me? Okay, you have to spell it again. Could you pronounce it again? Oh my God. You just write the birth certificate. Here's another one someone sent in. Sincere Armani McLean. Sincere with a Y in it.
Crazy white baby names.
Oh. That's white people, man. You gotta. It's creative. It's creative. It's funny because, you know, I'm getting married in a few months, and I've really kind of put my future kids, like, we got to name my son like Timothy. I can't do anything creative, which I'm for, but my wife, she threw out, or my future wife, whatever, she threw out, she's like, my maiden name's Byram. What if we named him Byram? I was like, nope. I was like, oh, my career would end. So we can't, not really, whatever, everyone be like, wow, dude, wow. So I can't. It'll be Tim and Ann. We're going to have 3 kids, Tim, Ann, and Paul. There it is. I don't know, dude. Also, some people are like, oh, this guy's going to make fun of his names, but his name's Trey. Is that a weird name? Have you not met other Treys? Oh, maybe a food Trey. Trey's not that weird. Whatever. And it's, let me make it clear. I'm not making fun of Hildegard or Ruxton. I'm making fun of the parents. Those poor kids have nothing.
I'm Hildegard.
Oh, I've never met a time traveler before. You must be from the 1500s, is that right?
No, I'm 2. I was born in 2020.
What? Okay, that's the end of it. That's, you know. Oh, wait. Someone else sent me something. I was going to talk about. Where was it? Oh, this is great. Another person sent in. Again, they saw this on their, there's like, they're like, we have so many Facebook friends with children, and they just, these new moms can't help but share every single detail, and it's wearing us out. Because like I said, everyone thinks they're special. So do I. I'm here like, I'm correct. So I'm the chief of all these offenders, but I'm going to make fun of them anyway. Excuse me, drink break. Coffee. Java. Quote from a Facebook post. Well, we have us a 4-month-old on our hands. Still trying to figure out how that's possible. Miss Raylan is weighing in at 13 pounds, 2 ounces, and 24 inches long. Since we care so much, she is the most beautiful girl I've ever laid eyes on and full of more sass than I think we will be able to handle. Laughing emoji. 4-month-old with sass. How do you determine that? I don't know. She has found her voice this month and loves talking / screaming happy screams. That sounds like she typed that with like a crazy mom. She's really found her voice and loves to scream. We love it. This person goes on about like how they. Oh, this is a new post. Sorry. So this post is about their 35-week-old Bryson, about how they had so much fun at Disney World. He was riding rides, which 35 weeks, math, here we go. Math. 9 months. 8 to 9 months. You on the Tower of Terror with your 8-month-old? I just don't drop him. What in the world? They're riding it to him. So like, you'd had so much fun at Disney World riding rides, trying a few bites of new food. You ate mommy's breast milk jewelry. You loved it. And getting your first haircut. You were an amazing traveler. And I think you had a wonderful time. He won't remember this. So that's, talk about, you know, first birthday parties. I know we're going to do it because, you know, the moms will do their thing. But like when the amount of times my parents have been like, remember when we went to Disney World, man? You love that. And I just go, nope. I was 4. I don't know. No recollection. They're like, what? You're really, you don't remember that. We took you all the way to, I was 4. I didn't, I'm sure I did ask, but you should have been like, no. Right. They just tell stories of taking us somewhere, Disneyland or something. Maybe it was Disney World. And they're like, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to go out of our way, time and money, to bless our kids with this trip. And all we wanted to do was play in the indoor pool at like the Holiday Inn. Can we go back to the pool? 100% what I'm going to do with my kids. This is a parenting tip from a single guy, from a not yet married guy who has no experience. Tell you what, I'm going to be like, kids, oh my gosh, we have a huge trip planned. They'll be like, what? Daddy. Are you listening? Tim, Anne, and Paul, are you listening? We are going to this crazy indoor private water park. What? And they won't know, but it'll be private because it's going to be this disgusting hotel with an indoor pool. And be like, knock yourselves out. And they'll love it. And that's it. And it was $82. That's an idea. Wow, this guy's going to be a great parent. No, but obviously probably not going to do that because, you know, that's why men have women. To be like, no, we're not going to do that. And I go, okay. Oh, that's funny, dude. And it's, even when I was like 14, my parents, they took me to like Hawaii when I was 15. Like, do you remember that? Do you have a good time? I was like, honest to God, I hardly remember that. They're like, you were 15. I'm like, ugh. I remember step by step, inch by inch, the Call of Duty maps I played when I was 15. Hawaii, a little fuzzy. That's the honest truth, dude. Raising a kid has to be infuriating. We're going to Hawaii. I'd rather play Call of Duty. I still kind of would, honestly, but I have problems. Okay, let's read some ads. Yo, your boy made a today.com article. The parents portion of it. It's kind of funny, right? The headline reads, this 20-year-old single guy nails impressions of moms and middle schoolers. Trey, today parents, shout out my Facebook moms, dude. It's funny, we got analytics back on, you know, when y'all buy tickets, there's really cool stuff that happens where we try to, you know, we can see like the average age of people that bought them and stuff like that. It's kind of funny. And the pre-sale signups, so those are the people when I announced on tour, I'm like, sign up for the pre-sale so you'll be the first to get them. You know what type of people are gonna, they're on it, right? The average, it was like literally white 36-year-old moms. So thank you. You moms are on it. You're organized. I love this, dude. But this article is really fun. Shout out to Today Show for hitting me up. And they just showed some love. They're like, this 27-year-old with who's not married and doesn't have kids is somehow making viral videos about middle schoolers and moms. But I said, hey, I have a mom. I was a middle schooler. The middle school character, if you haven't seen it, I just, you know, I tell middle schooler, I'm like, can we go to McDonald's? I don't want the food at home. Ugh. And it's if you watch the videos, just think, how did he come up with this? And literally, it's not creative at all. It's how I behaved. It's all it is. And the mom is pretty much how my mom behaves. It's exaggerated, but yeah, it's fun. It's been fun to make those, but because before I made those characters, my following is pretty much my age, and then now it's fun to have like random like 40 somethings or older, and then now like and 13-year-olds too. Like that's how I act, so it's fun.
Oh, I'm Hildegard. I'm 12, and I act like I can't relate because I'm very well behaved, Hildegard.
Yeah, but it's a fun article. Shout out to Today's Show. It's kind of cool to see that. They plugged the tour, and those characters have been fun to do. The middle school character, I'll go ahead and give you all a little inside info. My podcast fam, we've been, I might have said this on the podcast, I don't know, but we've been creating, working on this web series around that middle school character for like 6+ months now, and we're about ready to put it out. That's all I'm going to say. Just get ready, man. I'm very excited for y'all to see it. It's like next level. We hired a whole cast and crew. It's a whole thing. So I'm excited for y'all to see that. But thanks to Today's Show. And I'd love, she's like quoting other moms. San Francisco Bay Area mom Lisa said, I love him. When I showed my tween the video, they kept pointing at me and saying, that's so you, mom. Thanks, Lisa. That's fun. It's fun that we're all, man, I'm pumped to, I'm about to have kids one day just to have some more fire kids content. You know what I mean? Like extort those kids. I'm kidding. I don't know if what that word means exactly. That's probably the incorrect use. I also came across Twitter, this viral Twitter thread that I thought was really funny. Like corporate ways we say normal things to each other. She says, quote, I'm a little confused. Is masked as wait. Oh, it's absolute rage masked as pleasantry. Think about it when you email someone. I'm just a little confused at what I, for sure I've done that before. I'm not in the corporate world, but, you know, I'm emailing. I'm doing emails, dude. Don't you love when people say that? Got so many emails, like bragging. Well, I get like 4 a day. But I remember recently I had someone, I was getting ticked. Like, what is this? This person, did they not get it? I did. I'm just a little bit confused about what I wanted to say was, have you lost your darn mind? What are you talking about? No one here is on the same page as you are. So they're asking for like examples. I thought y'all would get a kick out of this. Quote, I'm sorry. I think my email probably wasn't clear. Hopefully this helps. Translated to, you're either stupid or ignored what I said. Boom. Quote, thank you for your feedback. I'll be sure to keep it in mind. Translation, your criticism is irrelevant, if not wrong, and you know less on the topic than the back end of a donkey. But I need to at least pretend like I considered your opinion. From job ads. This is Larry. A job ad described as fast-paced, rapidly changing environment equals disorganized. Come work for us. We have this crazy, rapidly ever-changing, unpredictable environment. You'll love it. As in, this is a disaster. Quote, looking forward to your speedy response. Translation, respond in the next hour. Hurry up! Quote, just to clarify equals, I'm going to ask this again, simpler this time, so you can see exactly how stupid you are for asking me to do this. Per my last email, this is one of mine, quote, per my last email equals like, did you even read it? Quote, going forward, it would be helpful if... equals, never do this the same way you did it again. Quote, let me know if you need further assistance. It means please figure it out yourself. You idiot. Oh, that's so good. Also, I thought it was funny. Last episode, I saw that one of the ads was for lube. So I apologize if that was disturbing. Our kids listening. My people are on it. We're good. It's all good. It's all love. But you won't get that again. That's kind of funny. That's a random one. I don't know how that... Doula less. God bless. Am I right? Doula less. Also, I got to talk about this. I mentioned on my Instagram story, Jake and I did a funny kind of bit. You can see it. It's in my Instagram highlights. But there's this dude in Kansas who's offering $25,000 for someone to find him a girlfriend. I mean, it's like making the rounds. I posted it on my Instagram, but now it's like hitting a bunch of news articles like this one here. This is random, but it's like, excuse me. It says, Jeff, he came up with this unusual dating scheme after some failed attempts at online dating following his breakup. He said, I say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing again, expect different results. So I knew I couldn't go back to online dating. Makes sense. So he created a website, datejeffg.com. And people who suggest for him to date could win $25,000 if he ends up in a relationship with their suggested woman. How amazing is that? Is that not hilarious? But the funny is, there's always a catch, right? So you got to read the terms and conditions very carefully. You have to do this. And we're read through the terms and conditions. So Jeff, he's saying, find me a girlfriend. If you find me a girlfriend, I'll pay you $25,000. Terms and conditions, though. The female must exclusively date Jeff for 365 consecutive days. Dating is defined as being a romantic relationship. The female that dates Jeff, as stated above, is referred to as the dating female. Two, after the initial dating period has been completed, the 365 days, okay, Jeff will make 5 payments of $5,000 each for a total of $25,000 to the person that referred the dating female to Jeff. The first $5,000 payment will be paid within 30 days following the last day of the initial period, with the remaining 4 payments to be paid each year thereafter. So you got to set him up with, say, Susie. They got to date for a year. Then you're good. You get $5,000. And then you got to wait another year to get the next $5,000. So you get $25,000 over 5 years. It's a long-term investment here, but it'd be a pretty nice little bonus. They have the right to end the relationship after any time they want. Da-da-da-da. Number 4, all female acclimates must be adults of legal age and whose birth sex is female. Oh, I see what you did there, Jeff. So this is, and then, you know, by accepting payment, the person that referred to the dating female agrees to the terms and conditions. Da-da-da-da. This is great. I mean, will this work? No. But it's funny. And I'm sure he'll know. I get some few dates here and there, but jeez. I feel like that's tough, right? You basically need to find him his wife. He could date this girl for 364 days and be like, maybe not worth $25,000 and just be done. I hope he finds love. I really do. He clearly is all in for it. He says here, he has this website describing who he is. I love my life. I should, because it's been carefully built by me. Power move. I'm a positive person that wakes up every day with a true zest for living. I enjoy being physically active. Truth be told, it's difficult for me to sit around learning new things and spending summer weekends on the water. Always interested in new experiences. Run with the bulls in Spain, jumped out of a few airplanes, and have been known to snowboard wearing my pink buddy costume. I also like keeping it low key, trying out a new restaurant, having drinks around a fire, or just hanging out with my dog. I love when people describe this like, this is just every person, right? Sometimes I like to do fun things, and sometimes I like to relax. I love me. Aren't I amazing? He's never been engaged or married, and no children. Good for him. Let's just say it's tough for me to sit around. I am a busy body. but I also love to sit around a fire with friends. Sometimes I like to do adventurous stuff. Sometimes I take naps. People read that. That is so me. We are so alike. He's a real estate guy. He was overweight, but now he's very jacked. He has a photo of him with a six-pack. Props. In a relationship, he says he's supportive, open-minded, generous, and fun. Basically, I'm a happy guy with an unbelievable life. I don't need a person to complete me, but I'm looking for a person with qualities that will allow us to complement each other. I'd like to find someone who's fun, easy to spend time with, someone who is confident, driven, shares the same interests as I, and same interests as me, and grammar Nazi, and has a zest for life. Funny, goofy, and doesn't take themselves too seriously. Somebody who wants to build a life together, take on challenges with me, be a teammate, a kind-hearted person who looks out for others, has similar values, positive attitude, sociable. Whew. And you gotta love his dog. If this sounds like you, maybe we'll be chatting. Yeah, that's a long list, man. I've learned, I don't know if anyone out there is dating or agrees with this, but I used to be that type of guy. It's like, I need this. And then you kind of realize, well, I'm just looking for someone I kind of like and is nice. I'm not saying that what I found, you know, I'm saying that's still an amazing person you find, but I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I need you to, you know, I'm a dog person. Katie hates dogs. If I was like, what if I did that? Honestly, I like dogs too much. Bye. I would be an idiot. She's nice and I like her. So I was like, you know what? I think that's good. Yeah, I'm in. I don't need her. She needs to want to go bungee jumping. No. Sorry. I tease her because Katie, my fiance, has been like, skydiving before. And I think she's into that kind of stuff. And she probably in her mind was like, yeah, I'd like to end with that guy. I'm like, go ahead, do that by yourself. I will never skydiving, bungee jumping. I'm not an idiot. Let's lay on a pallet or go bungee jumping. No, I bought a couch and I bought a security system. I'm trying to stay safe and comfortable. I don't want to lay on the wood floor or jump out of airplanes. I'm not a psychopath. Find somebody else. Just Jeff's guy's crazy, man. It's not about that life at all. I'm lame like that. Like, I just love to just sit there and chill. I got an opportunity to drive at this, like, Porsche track in Atlanta where you, like, you know, get in this hot rod and you can drive at 150 miles per hour. And I remember I was there with strangers. Facebook had me out, which is cool. It's this event. And if I was with friends, I'd be like, dude, I don't even want to get in that car. I don't care. Let's go to brunch. This is freaking me out. But I didn't want to feel like a loser. So they paid and had me out. I didn't want to be rude like that when they provided it. So there's this one. It's like, all right, for this part of the course, you're going to start from a dead stop, floor it up to 100 miles an hour, and then slam the brakes and you'll spin out and I'll teach you how to recorrect it. Why do I want? So I did it. And I remember doing it like, oh, that was terrifying. Oh my gosh. Thank goodness it's over. And he's like, all right, let's do it a couple more times. Have you get the hang of it? Like, sir, I don't know what this says about me as a grown man, but this is doing nothing for me. We'll drive around this track, 120 miles per hour. You can skid around the turns. The whole time I was like, he's like, really hit it. Go faster. I'm like, I'm good. Does this thing have a cruise control? These cars can go up over mountains and go 200 miles per hour. Yeah, I typically Uber to brunch, so as long, I'm just looking for nice side airbags. I don't really, people make fun of me for, you know, I just obey the speed limits. 40 miles per hour is good. That's nice. I like that. I drove with someone once in like a BMW i8, those crazy, like $100,000+ Roadster cars, and they were like hammered off the red lights. I was like, can you please stop? They're like, check this out. Isn't this cool? I don't like this. I like a 4-cylinder. Just get you where you're going. I don't know what that says about me. Bungee jumping. Jump out of a airplane with or a bridge with a rubber band around my feet. Yeah, it's no. Bungee jumping is so fun. You jump off, and right at the end, the elastic snaps back, and like your organs go up into your throat, and then it flies you back up, and you bob with all the blood rushing your head like 8 times, and they pull you back up. Doesn't that sound fun? You want to pay $200 to do that? No. Bungee jump. I want to brunchy jump into this mimosa for $12.99. Leave me alone. It's not my thing. I don't get those. So the Bachelor. Ooh, speaking of The Bachelor, they're down to the top four, dude. Or no, I guess. Sorry, I record these Monday. They go live Wednesday. So tonight's a big episode. I need to watch, dude. But they're down to the top three or four. Things are wild. And, you know, I always wanted to go on that show. I don't know. I'm sure they edited a certain way, and the producer immediately would probably be like, hey, man, stop doing what you're doing. But I'd like to think it'd be hilarious because it'd be like, so I'm Melissa looking for love. Trey, our date today, we are going on a helicopter tour, and then we're going to do the rodeo and ride a bull or something. I'd be like, okay, I'm not doing any of that. So is there like a Dave and Buster's nearby? I don't really know. The producer would be like, dude, you got to do it. You sign up for this. I'm like, I will not get on a helicopter. I'm not. The Southwest flight here to do the show was made me nervous enough. I don't want to go in some, you know, we're going to go in this tiny little airplane and do flips in it. Okay, I'm not, well, not doing that. Could we, is there like, I don't know, some nice local new coffee shop we could, like, well, that's not very good TV. I'm like, well, I don't. Because that thing in the show where they'll do like a group date. There's like 10 girls with one guy. Like, today we are gonna, I don't know what, we're gonna shoot guns. And some girl's like, honestly, guns freak me out. I really don't want to do this. But she's like, but I need to show Peter that like I'm adventurous, I'm brave. And I'm like, dude, if some girl needs that guy, that's not me. Like, I want him to be adventurous. Not, I went with Katie's brothers once to like shoot guns at a gun range. And they're like, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to watch. I don't want to do that. I'm just such a wuss, dude. I am. I got to show Peter I'm adventurous. I got to shoot this gun. I would just stand back there. Like, yeah, I'm just for sure not going to do this. So am I out or? She'd be like, really? Like, I kind of want a man who I know will like be brave. I'm like, oh, okay, well. I mean, I'm nice, but. Yeah, I just can't keep it 100. I don't really know. I had a girl do that. I think I've said this before. I had a girl do that on a date. Would you like protect me if worse come to worse? I'm like 80% of the male population probably has like could take me. So I don't know. Like your odds aren't great, but I would do my best. But I'll like open the door for you and pay for your meal. But I can't like that guy right there is way bigger than me. If he like comes up and he's like, hey, I'm going to take her. I'll be like, don't. And he'll just hit me and take you. So I'm just keeping it real. But Jeff G, sign up. DateJeffG.com. Because this guy's got it all. He's adventurous. And he likes to rest sometimes. And he clearly is rich because he's giving away $25,000. This is a huge flex. But I respect it, dude. And I hope he can find love. We're going to try to check in on Jeff G. But this is Correct Opinions. Thank you. Thank you guys for chilling. TreyKennedy.com/tour. We're almost sold out, y'all. So get the tickets if you don't have them. Excuse me. And should be dropping some new merch soon, some new music soon, a new web series soon. I'm telling y'all podcast fam, here first. And just leave a 5-star review if you have the time. It means a lot and really helps. And I just, for real, appreciate your kind words. Appreciate y'all's kind word. Oh my God, kind word. I can't talk. And also, I really enjoyed y'all doing that. I got to hit some of y'all up. So yeah, share this on your Insta story and tag me. And I'll show you a message back. Like, thanks, man. Thanks, girl. Much love, y'all. Do this. God bless. I'm out. Peace. Correct opinion.